Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
First, a note on Missouri and Kansas State, because I do think that we will get time to talk about all three of these teams. I thought Missouri's was as simple as they got punched in the mouth by a salty Boston College team, fought back on what I thought was a really solid win against Boston College. No shame in the way you won it. You got the players you wanted involved in Luther Burden. I thought that they came out swinging. Castellanos is a very good quarterback, and they fought hard. I don't think there should be any embarrassment in their win. And K-State finally used Avery Johnson.
Yeah.
So, like, I felt pretty good about their performance, too.
What, Missouri scored, was it 24 unanswered at one point in time? I thought, considering the start, and that was the first time because of their first two where they were dominant, where they faced some adversity. I think that's a really good sign, actually, if you're a Missouri Tigers fan. Yeah, it got dicey early.
That'd be an easy one to lose.
It was dicey early, but by halftime, the Tigers were up. Like, I mean, they recovered pretty quick. I think that's a really positive sign. And we all know it sounds so simple. Like, once you start giving Luther Burden the football, good things happen.
Yeah, he had six touches for he's pretty good. Yards.
So, no, I think you feel good if you're the Tigers. What, they got Vandy coming up this weekend. You mentioned K-State. We wanted to see if they would unleash Avery Johnson more. In the first half, they really didn't. In the second half, they look like the team that have people talking about college football playoff and winning the Big 12.
What
that
a dual-threat
like
college quarterback looks like. He's going to run for 100 yards on you, pass for like 150, and score two or three times. That's what dual-threat quarterbacks do in college when they're good.
There was one throw that he made in particular. I can't remember to who it was along the sideline. It wasn't for a touchdown, but he fit it in a window that was as tight. He had to make the throw as perfect as he did. And it was overall way impressive because the defense had been tested a lot. They faced maybe a top 10 overall pick in McMillan, the wide receiver out of Arizona. They allowed 138 yards, but it was a quiet 138. The defense made enough plays. Just like Missouri's defense made plays while they forced the turnovers. That was ended up winning the games for both of them.
K-State ended up rolling in Arizona. Let's not forget, Arizona was a top 25 team.
It was a good team, good opponent.
Yeah, they were 20.
That was really impressive with the defensive performance because that going in, it seemed like we were going to see a shootout, like both teams were going to move the ball. And Kansas State's defense was terrific in that. K-State, by the way, they head out to BYU, one of the most picturesque scenes in college football. It's beautiful. It's late night, altitude, all that. That's something they'll deal with against BYU. And then
it's them in Colorado. Then Jalen Daniels is broken. Can I just say it for you in case you're afraid to?
Go ahead.
He's broken. He's a broken man, Alex. I don't know what the hell happened. I came into this season saying if Jalen Daniels starts for this team and plays games, they win games. They were running the ball late in the game.
With a minute left to go, they were running
trailing instead of letting Jalen Daniels throw. What happened?
So going into the game, we discussed, we're going to find out one way or the other. Was that just a fluky performance against Illinois and a bad loss on the road? Or is Jalen Daniels not the same quarterback? And we got confirmation. He is not the same quarterback as he was a couple years ago. You want to say it's just the health, just the time off, whatever it is. He's not seeing the field the same. He's not making the same decisions. Then you couple it with a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, they're
clearly is an issue there. And then flat out, like, they just don't look like a well-coached team. They don't. I mean, not a well-coached team. There's just mistakes. I mean, hell, even when they force a fumble, they don't pounce on the ball. They're all trying to pick it up to score a
that
touchdown.
Play was terrible.
Right before halftime for the second week in a row, a bad mistake by Jalen Daniels on the pick. And then I'm sure you guys saw it because in the gambling community, people were discussing the bad beat at the first half. But that sequence where UNLV scored right before half, they didn't have their bleep together. Their quarterback was running towards the sideline as the clock is running out. They didn't have everybody lined up. They somehow get set. And then on a wheel route, they throw a touchdown over the defender. And all of a sudden, the game completely flips. Otherwise, Kansas was in control. Bad loss. This season is heading in the wrong direction. And I told you yesterday, Cody, I think it has massive long-term ramifications, not just for the disappointment
of getting their stadium built.
Disappointment for this season, right? Where you have these expectations. Is this the year you get to a title game? All this kind of stuff. Now you worry about fan support. You're playing at Arrowhead in a couple weeks for the four conference games where attendance was already going to be questionable because you're in a 70,000 seat stadium.
Sure.
Now it could be ugly. And then we know that half the stadium is going to be done in August. The other phase timeline has not been announced because they don't have the money for it yet. And as we know, when you are still building up a program, and Lance Leipold has done an unbelievable job doing that, that doesn't change based off of the start. You're going to struggle to get the support, and this could have major ramifications for getting the stadium.
Well, let me ask you with Kansas, because now I'm curious where we stand after two games. They lost to a quarterback who threw for 86 yards. It's just not a good day. Are they still a bowl team?
They're going to be very fortunate to get to six wins at this point, Drew. They're going to be very fortunate. Can they still get there? Yes, I believe that. But they're going to have to be very fortunate to get there. They have one win, and they've lost at Illinois, who's not that good of a team, and they lost to UNLV, who is doing a nice job with Barry Odom, and now suddenly maybe they're in the Group of Five conversation. But Kansas, the win probability index crap or whatever that gets put out, I saw this over the weekend. In both games, speaks to how they're not executing and the mistakes they're making. In both games, they have, I think, a top five win probability, but losing. Does that make sense? Like their win probability was so high against UNLV late, it was so high against Illinois late, and yet they lost both those games. That is a problem.
To me, I think the loss to Illinois is not as bad of a loss as what we think it is.
Okay.
They've been in position to win both games. They could just as easily be 3-0 as they are 1-2. So I think a bowl, them winning five more games is, given the schedule again, is absolutely still in the cards, in my opinion. Are they getting to the Big 12 title game? No, it's still alive after last week. I think that's dead.
Yeah, I guess the conference is still there, but what have you seen to believe that they're going to do anything in conference?
Well, sure,
play?
But it's a matter of, it's just, to me, it's a matter of them. They've been the better team. It's just taking care of the football. That's
the
difference.
Because
to me, Jeff Grimes doesn't trust Jalen Daniels, and I think part of that is because he's got three touchdowns to six picks.
Any sentence that starts with the coach doesn't trust the quarterback is not a bowl team. Like, I'd just be, that's just not.
In college, you'd be surprised at how many teams rotate quarterbacks and they find a way to make a bowl. I think they can
Jason
still
Bean make, was telling this team fine.
I think they can still make a bowl game. Now, this is the thing that I think is really interesting. I brought it up with Rob yesterday. I don't want to bring it up already, but Florida State and Florida, those jobs might be open. Candidate number one that's been listed by both is Lance Leipold. I don't think he would leave, but knowing that Jalen Daniels is not there anymore, Devin Neal's not there anymore, Kobe Bryant's gone, you lose everybody. Instead of going to the portal to get another quarterback, because they got a young guy, Marshall, I don't know if he stays.
To me, that's always going to be in play. When
and
you're
the stadium question mark.
To me, that's always going to be the worrying question when you're at at Kansas, right? He's had already two contract extensions. They've done everything possible to try to retain him. I mean, at some point, if he wants to leave, he'll leave. I mean, it's that he's had offers other places. He's chosen to stay. Jalen Daniels, the not being there was always going to happen. Jalen Daniels could have had a Heisman season, and he was still leaving at the end of this year, right? I mean, like, that's that's not changing. I hear you. Like, that worry is not on my mind because that worry is always there. The worry right now is that this football team has to avoid being a 5-win team, and they have to avoid that because fan support is going to cause problems, not only for what they're going to have at Arrowhead this year, but the stadium project that we all know does not have full funding.
Because when you're going in to recruit for that exact point, let me show you a stadium that brings an environment that you want to play in. And if you're one fit in and one fit out, it's really hard to make a pitch to a recruit where if you're talking about stadium atmosphere, one of being one of the more important things for them, it's hard for them to get on board.
Yeah, I mean, they've upgraded other facilities at the brand new weight room and stuff. The stadium, it's about whether or not the team is coming off, to me, a 3-win season, or they find a way to salvage it and win 6 or 7. And right now, I think most people would say it's trending towards the other.
The next three games for Kansas are crucial, though. I mean, with in terms of the bowl stuff, and again, I don't... The expectations going into the season, a bowl game is meh. Probably if you were to say, hey, KU, you finished 6-6, it's disappointing. But at this rate, get to a bowl game and try to finish the season on some sort of a good note. I think it's still possible.
I think if at this point, I would call the season, from this point on, I'd call the season a win if they got to a bowl game.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.